By the way, look, Party's got in the first round. That'd be fun. A lot of fun, actually, fun game, wouldn't it? If you like coffee.
AAA love to do that sort of well in the tournament in recent years and a tremendous for Hop. It would be a game where you want to tune in because 100 points score.
Exactly. Great stuff.
Take care.
Back to wrap it up. This. Wrap it up right after. Back to wrap it
up. Patrick, take care. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Brian.
Yeah. Because there might be a couple. You'd want to tell you a game where it would be this challenge. Certainly that would be so a tournament in the NCAA. Paired well and everything. Do that sort to do.
Yeah. Offense. That's actually. That'd be a fun game, wouldn't it? In the first round. High point. By the way, Lenovo.
They have a chance.
High point in the first fun game round. Wouldn't it? That'd be fun. Actually. Offense. That's it.
They love to do that. So the big sound up in the NCAA tournament in recent years, certainly that would have been a game where you would, because there might be a couple. You want to tune in.
Hey, bro, thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll be back after this. Wrap it up right after. We'll be
back.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot.
100 points scored.
Yeah.
You'd want to tell you for a tremendous challenge. In recent years, a tournament in fair that. So the Big South loves to.
That's it. It's a fun game, actually. That'd be Party's got high point. By the way, Party's got in the first round. Party's got in the first round. That'd be fun. A lot of fun, actually. If you like coffee.
AAA love to do that sort of paired well in the tournament in recent years. And a tremendous. And it would be a game where you want to tune in because 100 points score.
Exactly.
100 points score. Take care.
Back to wrap it up. This.
Patrick, take care. Okay. Patrick, take care. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Because there might be a couple.
Yeah.
Because there might be a couple. You'd want to tell you a game where it would be this challenge. Certainly that would be so a tournament in the NCAA. Paired well and everything. Do that sort to do.
Yeah. Offense. That's actually. That'd be a fun game, wouldn't it? By the way, Lenovo.
They have a chance.
High point in the first fun game round. That'd be fun. Actually. Offense. That's it. Offense.
They love to do that. So if the Big South up in the NCAA tournament in recent years, certainly that would have been a game where you would, because there might be a where you would score.
Hey, bro, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Wrap it up. We'll be back after this. Wrap it up right after. We'll be
back. Hey.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot.
100 points scored.
Yeah.
You'd want to tell you a tremendous challenge. In recent years, a tournament in fair that. So the Big South loves to.
That's it. It's a fun game, actually. That'd be. Party's got high point. By the way, Party's got in the first round. Party's got in the first round. In the first round. A lot of fun, actually. That'd be fun.
AAA love to do that sort of paired well in the tournament in recent years. And it would be. And you want to tune in because 100 points score.
Exactly.
100 points score. Patrick, take care.
Back to wrap it up. This.
Patrick, take care. Okay. Patrick, take care. Okay. Patrick, take care because there might be a couple.
Yeah.
Because there might be a couple. You want to tell you a game where it would be this challenge. Certainly that would be so a tournament in the NCAA. Paired well and everything. Do that sort to do.
Yeah. Offense. That's actually. That'd be a fun game, wouldn't it? Fun game, wouldn't it?
They have a chance.
High point in the first high point round, wouldn't it? That'd be fun. That'd be actually offense. That'd be actually offense. That's it.
Well, if the Big South up in the NCAA tournament in recent years, certainly that would have been a game where you would, because there might be a where you would, because there might be a where you would.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll be back after this. We'll be
back.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot.
100 points scored.
Yeah.
You'd want to tell you a tremendous for the recent year, a tournament in fair that. So the Big South loves to.
That's it. It's a fun game, actually. That'd be. Party's got. By the way, Party's got in the first round. Party's got in the first round. In the first round. A lot of fun, actually. That'd be fun.
AAA love.
That'd be fun.
AAA love. Fared well in the tournament in recent years. In recent years, it would be. And you want to tune in because 100 points score.
Exactly.
100 points score. Patrick, take care.
Back to wrap it up. This.
Patrick, take care. Okay. Patrick, take care. Okay, Trick, take care, because there might be a couple. Trick, take care, because there might be a couple. You want to you a game where you a game where you just challenge. Certainly, that would be so a tournament in the NCAA. Paired well, everything to do that sort.
That'd be a fun game.
That they have a chance.
High point in the first high point round. That'd be fun. Offense. That's it.
The big sound in the NCAA, in recent years, certainly that would have been a game where you would a game where you would because there might be a, you would
okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll be
that's 100 points.
Thanks a lot.
You want to tell a tremendous for the recent years for fair that so the Big South that loves to
Party's got in the first round.
You want to tune in because 100 points score.
Exactly.
100 points score. Take care.
Back to wrap it up. This.
Trick, take care. Okay. Trick, take care. Okay. Trick, take care because there might be a couple. You want to tell you a game where you a game where you just challenge. A game where you so a tournament in the NCAA. Paired well in the NCAA.
Fun game.
They have a chance.
That'd be fun. That'd be it.
Well, the Big South, in the NCAA, in recent years, certainly that would be a true, you would, a game where you would, because there might be a, you would.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
100 points scored.
Yeah.
The Big South that loves to.
That's it. Party's got in the first round.
Trick, take care.
Back to wrap it up. This.
Trick, take care. Okay. Trick, take care, because there might be a couple. You want to tell you a game where you a game where you just challenge a game where you so a tournament in the NCAA. Paired well in the NCAA.
Fun game.
They have a chance.
That'd be fun. That'd be it.
Well, the Big South, in recent years, certainly that would be a true, you would, a game where you would, because there might be a, you would, because there might be a.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
They have a chance.
That'd be fun.
The Big South, tough in the NCAA, in recent years. Certainly, that would be a game where you would, because there might be,
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
In the first round.
That'd be fun.
In recent years, and Bobby, and Meyer point score.
Exactly.
Meyer point score. Take care.
Back to wrap it.
Patrick, take care. Okay. Because there might be a couple.
In the NCAA, well, they have a chance. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Not the Baird well. Big South in the tournament. St. U. and certainly that, so yeah, that would be a challenge, tremendous for Finch Point for Hop. It would be a game you want to because there might tune in 100 point, be a couple points scored.
All right, great. Hey, bro, thanks a lot. Stuff a lot. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Take care. Thank you, Patrick.
We'll be back to wrap this after this. Wrap it up. Right after.
ECU, thanks for moving. The SMU must take on the UNCT.
Talent part, but I break my matters. I do believe in March. Team in March. That is great. Even there. And, you know, another, hopefully, they're in a top. And the big, and, you know, they really level and the core. They can relate. Like, again, they go and then there's, you know, don't team. It's like, I don't like the team. So, top beyond metric, 15 team, be one. Florida would be Florida. Right. It's not, you know, quite as the right, but I think group the right. Challenge in that, but mix for a challenge, but has going to be for Final Four, but they're going to they have it to make those teams believe that.
You know, got by the way, yes. High Marty's Creighton play Luna Point in first round. The first that'd be a fun game. That'd actually be a lot of fun
to see
what it to do. Like Hobbit
loves double A.
If you like, that's it. Fence.
Fared well. That has sort of thing. Well, not in recently that and see the Big South St. Union tournament in a point for Hop. That would be a challenge, tremendous. Tune in for 100 points. You want to win the game because there might you would be a couple.
Hey, bro. Yeah, thanks a lot. Stuff
point score.
But Ryan, great. Exactly,
Patrick.
Okay. We'll be back.
Take care. Thank you. Okay.
Right after this. Wrap it up. Back to wrap.
Thanks for moving. VCU. The SMU must. UNCT.
Talent part, but I break my matters. March. You know, the team, I do believe in Mars Creighton. And they're another team. Hopefully, and but they're in a tough level. They and really score. They can don't fix like team. There's again they go and you know like the elite like 15 beyond so metric top. Is the right Florida would be one. It's not quite, you know, in that
right.
But challenge mix group that I think for a challenge for but Final Four those teams. But they're gonna it has it's gonna be they have a challenge to make the you know believe that
Creighton. By the way, got high. That'd be Farty's play Lenoir fun game. The first that'd be a fun point next round. And that'd actually be a lot of
and see that
when it fun offense
to the double A.
That's it. If you let.
To do loves
like Hop
sort of do that thing has certainly that did not tell fared well in recent like Big South St. Houston in the tournament Boone Beach the challenge point for Hop for that would be because there might be 100 points you want to see you want tremendous where you're tuning in a game you want to be a couple.
Hey, bro, yeah, stuff. Thanks a lot.
Score.
But Ryan, great. Exactly,
Patrick. Okay,
we'll be back.
Take care. Thank you.
After this. Wrap it up right back to wrap.
Takes on ECU. Thanks for moving.
But I'm hard.
UNCT, SMU must.
Talent. Matters. In March. Yeah. I break my do believe team there. You know, another and is great. They're in a top league and hopefully really skinned up. Yeah. And they can work. They can retain. There's again, they don't. It's like the elite, like, you know. So beyond Philo and the team in top B once not a metric. Right. Florida would be the right Florida, quite, you know,
right.
In that I think group for the but challenge mix those teams, but they're gonna but a challenge on for has you know, it's gonna be they have a
chance got high
to make the chance. You know,
that'd be believe that great. Marty's by the way, that'd be from the first actually. Play Lenoir. Point fun games around
and see
that it
the other way
be a lot of
to
fun offense
has,
that's it
like certainly that they sort of do that to do loves the St. U and not see the Big South fared well challenge and point for Hop some would be a tournament in the India for you want tremendous 100 point would be you want to because there might
thanks a lot
yeah. Point score
stuff
where you'd be a couple tune in
hey bro
a game you want
to but
you would
Ryan, great.
Okay.
Exactly.
They, Patrick.
We'll be back after this.
Take care. Thank you. Okay.
Back to wrap it up right after.
Takes on ECU. Thanks for Moody. As SMU must
talent, but I'm part. In more matters, so that church, it break my heart. And, you know, so, another do believe team. They're in a tough Craig level, and hopefully, really, and but you know, they can team. They score, and you know, there's elite level like this. Again, they fix like don't be one. It's not so top team, though, in the beyond team. Florida would be the right metric, but they're going to be quite, you know, but
right.
In that lunch, I think, mix for those teams, not the group, but a challenge is going to be fun for them. They have a challenge for, has to make the chance.
High, you know. Great, got, that'd be
fun. Believe it.
Hardy's, by the way, that'd be from the first Leyland, actually.
The LA.
That'd be a point fun game. Round and be a lot of and see, that's it. It's like
Cobb has certainly the fun thing, to love something you and to do that. Big South not sort of seems like you fell or hop in a point. Fared well, so challenge in the end of the for the you want to turn around tremendous, but 100 points because there might be a couple.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, point score. You want to that would be where you're,
stuff. Fine, great.
You would want to
but
tune in.
Hey, Brian,
the game, Patrick. Okay,
exactly. We'll be back.
Take care.
After this.
Thank you. Okay.
Wrap it up. Right after. Back to wrap.
Takes on. Thanks for Moody. ECU.
But I'm UNCT. Part.
SMU must.
Talent. Merch. Oh, they break my. Matters. In more. They're in a top. There. Oh, another is great team. I do believe. You know. Tough league. And. Level. Yeah. And. Really. They you know, score, they can and the team, there's, you know, and but it's like, again, they don't like the elite. So, top 50, one, I'm not in the team beyond the right floor metric. Florida would be quiet, but they're going to be, I think, you know, mix. But for in that,
right.
Those teams, lunch group, a challenge, but Final Four, it's going to be, they have a challenge for, you know,
high, Creighton,
you know, has
got
to make the
that'd be
fans fun. Believe it.
By the way, Artie's, that'd be a fun. Leyland on the first, actually. That went it.
Double A.
Point defense, fun game. Like, obviously, it'd be a lot of that's it.
The next round. Certainly, that has been in recent years. Loves to do that, to do something like, well, if you mix out, sort of not for half of the inspired win challenge, and point. Tremendous. That would be for a tournament. You want, because there might be 100 points.
Thanks,
be a couple.
Yeah.
Settlement scored. That would be. You want to
take stuff. Where you're, but, Brian, great.
Tune in. You want to. You a game.
Hey, Brian.
Oh, Patrick.
Exactly.
Take care.
After this. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Wrap it up.
Okay.
Right after. Back to wrap.
ECU. Thanks for Moody. Takes on. SMU must be UNCT.
Talent part. So that break in more, but I matters. I do believe they're in a top. You know, another their team is greatly level and really they team. You know, their score and but they can and again they fix like so like the don't elite top. I be one and it's not fitting beyond team is the right part. It would be quite a metric, but they're going. You know, I think those teams
right.
Group lunch, but in that for the mix.
High,
you know, it's going to be, they have a challenge for Final Four, but to make the
great dance. That'd be,
you know,
got,
I believe that.
Play Lennon. That'd be in the first. When it, Artie's, by the way, actually, that'd be a point in fun game.
Double A.
Like Cotton
in certainly the
first round.
Has
be a lot of, the, that's it.
And she just said, you see them like to do all. Loves fun to do that too.
Feeling
not so better hop. Big South in the end, sort of paired with point. A challenge. And it would be tremendous. Be a couple.
Yeah.
You want to score 100 points because they're my first.
Thanks a lot.
A tournament. You want to, that would be where
stuff. I great lot.
Tune in. You would want to a game. And they,
hey, Brian.
Take care.
Okay. After this.
Patrick.
Exactly. Wrap it up. We'll be back.
Thank you. Okay.
Right after. Back to
ECU. As V takes on. Thanks for moving. SMU must. UNCT.
Church. The talent. Part. They're in a tough, do believe. It matters. Right now. Another, but I'm in Mark. And hopefully he's great. Team, they're, you know, team, you know, really, they've level. And there's, again, they can, but four, it's like they can elite, less so top. I don't like the, be one, it's not in the 15, beyond quite, yeah. Team Metro is the right. Florida would be that thing, but they're going to, right. Those teams, group, lunch, you know. But in that, it's going to be for the mix. They have a high for a challenge. You know,
that'd be got
to make the but yeah.
Creighton
final four
in the first.
has believe that
that'd be a fail. By the way, Artie's actually fans.
Double A
fun game. Point by Cotton. That's it.
Certainly, that thing in real has
be a lot of
sent you
the next round.
To
if you
fun loves to do that, not tell ever happen.
Set
point. And the Big South paired West sort of and tremendous. It would be a couple challenge.
Thanks a lot.
You want a tournament point score? You want to, because there might be 100 points. That would be for
stuff.
Where
but I great.
Tune in. You would. You want to?
Hey, bro.
A game. Okay, take care.
After this,
Patrick,
wrap it up. Exactly.
Thank you.
We'll be back. Back to wrap right after.
Okay.
VCU. As thanks for Moody takes on.
Church.
UNCT.
Talent. No, that part.
SMU must.
They're in a tough, do believe. Now another. But I matters. Even in Mark Breckman. It's Craig and. Team. You know, hopefully, really. They've team. You know, level.
We have you covered with all the ECU news and beyond that you need for the drive home. The Patrick Johnson Show on 94.3 The Game.
Pirate basketball coming your way tonight. It will be 7:30 airtime here on 94.3 The Game and 107.9 WNCT as ECU takes on the SMU Mustangs from Moody Coliseum in Dallas. Here is Brian Mole back with us. Follow him on X, a great follow this time of year. Between everything going on with March Madness and also on the links, at BG Mull is where you could follow him there. All right, Brian, let's talk a little bit about Duke's win at NC State. I think a really good one for them. The Blue Devils, when they are going on offense, their offense is pretty good. They maybe are not defending at the level they had hoped and you would like to see necessarily, but I think offense, even if they're not making threes, their offense is still pretty darn good. And they won despite a tremendous effort from Burns with the season high in Raleigh on Monday night. So when you look at the Wolfpack, let's just start there because I think this kind of ends the conversation on them. We talked to Adam Gold yesterday. He still feels like Keats will get another year. Mileage may vary on that. What's your sense? You and I know Kevin pretty well. I know you know him a little better than I do, and I've always liked him. But it just hasn't really clicked in Raleigh.
It's a difficult job. Let's establish that first and foremost. You know, they've had more unsuccessful coaches than successful ones since their glory days of the late 70s and early 80s. That being said, this team has underperformed relative to its talent. I mean, I've watched all the teams in the ACC multiple times this season. NC State has the third most talent, maybe fourth. I don't look at that team and say that they're overmatched other than when they're playing against North Carolina or Duke. And they just have not been able to establish any type of identity on the defensive end, just lack of, you know, and Keith said that was the difference in the game the other night when they just blew assignment after assignment on the defensive end late in that game and allowed Duke to get on a roll and create some separation. You know, when that happens, it's going to be a long night. So I think he gets another year. I mean, who are you going to go get? Nobody's got the magic fairy dust to sprinkle there in Raleigh to make the program turn into a 27 win team. I think he deserves one more year and they make a change either.
They're going to make the NIT, I would presume, or will they? Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll be in the NIT.
They should.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should. They should. The NIT has decided to turn its back on all the mid-majors because of the threat of Fox was trying to create its own tournament with Big Ten and the Big 12. And once they got word of that, they said, whoa, 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 whoa. And they didn't want a repeat of last year when they had North Texas and UAB playing in the finals in Las Vegas, which was a very appealing game to most of us hoop heads, but not to those who write the checks.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not going to have a sellout unless UNLV or like a brand name is involved, right? Even then, I don't know.
No, not in Las Vegas. And look, the NIT has had attendance problems forever. I read an article someone posted not too long ago from the 70s when the finals were in Madison Square Garden and they were bemoaning the lack of attendance Final Four. So look, it's the secondary tournament. It's it means a lot more to the regular of the CAA or the Southern Conference who didn't win their conference tournament than it does to an eighth or ninth place. And especially in this era, two or three of your guys might be trying to get in the portal
right,
and not really want to play in some tournament that doesn't matter. They might be looking for that next NIL check.
Yeah. Brian Mull's with us. So some intriguing games tonight. Let's start at 7 o'clock, and it'll be a top 20 matchup. South Carolina hosting Tennessee. This may be Rick Barnes's best team. And that is 7 o'clock on the mother. No, actually on the Deuce. So heck of a year for South Carolina. They've got a win over ECU this year. Obviously, Rick Barnes, big fan of the announced duo, I understand, of Johnson and Seymour. So I'm a Rick Barnes fan as a result of that. So what do you make of this matchup tonight?
Yeah, I mean, let's give Lamont Paris National Coach of the Year right now, regardless of what happens. I mean, they're 24-5 and 12-4 in a very good – I think the SEC is the best conference in the country. I think they have the most good players, and they have terrific coaches. And just watching that league night in and night out, it's just – I think they've got five or six teams that are good enough to reach the Final Four. And to South Carolina doesn't strike you as one of them from a talent perspective, but they are tough. I mean, Florida had them on the ropes in Columbia last weekend, and South Carolina, they just keep doing what they're doing. They don't make many mistakes. They're disciplined. And the place will be electric. I mean, they have the two best basketball programs in the country combined. They're in Columbia, South Carolina. Yeah, who would have thought that? And it'll be electric tonight for Tennessee, but this is Rick Barnes' best team. I think when you look at his teams in the past, you wondered where's the ball going to go late in the game when it's a tight game in a Sweet 16 or a round of, even before that, a round of 32 game. And this team has a lot of weapons. They can beat you a lot of different ways. And, of course, they defend and rebound, and they're tough and smart like all of his teams. So Tennessee looks like a number one seed to me if they can survive these next couple of weeks, certainly if they can win tonight on the road. But that should be a great game. There's been one great game after another in that conference this year. I mean, you had Alabama-Tennessee last weekend, Florida-Alabama last night. Watch out for the Gators when you're filling out your brackets. Go ahead and whatever they're seated, that's a team that could make some noise.
Yeah. Another game tonight of high intrigue, a top 10 matchup. 8:30 on FS1, it's UConn at Marquette. And I think Marquette's a little shorthanded, maybe a player or two down with this matchup against the Huskies.
Their All-American point guard, Tyler Kulik, is out. Yeah. And, they hope to get him back. But I think they're going to be very cautious with him, even through the Big East Conference tournament. So, it kind of dampens a game that I was really looking forward to in a way. But they'll get, Marquette will be ready for them. UConn is the clear number one team in the country to me, just with their, just slightly better than Houston and Purdue. But, it's a road game in late March. It's not really going to affect either team's seating or standing or perception. So, UConn better be ready to play tonight. But Kulik's huge for them. I mean, he's as good as any point guard in the country.
Yeah. Iowa State at home tonight in a top 20 matchup. Number 6, Cyclones, number 20, BYU. Boy, Iowa State's had a heck of a year, haven't they?
They have. Yeah, they've really overachieved based on their preseason expectations. And, kind of survived the gauntlet in a year where Kansas is not a vintage Kansas team, kind of created an opening there at the top. Texas has been inconsistent as well. And, you know, when you look at that league and you think about the Final Four, certainly Houston comes to mind, and Baylor seems to have all the right stuff as well, and has, you know, done it recently, winning the national championship. Beyond that, though, I just question, like, I think it's almost a situation like we've seen in the Big Ten in recent years where they're going to get a lot of teams in, but I'm not sure how deep those teams are going to go.
Brian, let me ask you about so that's the matchups tonight. Let's before we talk some tournament turkey, let's get into what will be the wrap of the regular season for many conferences. And, of course, we'll have other with the tournament going on. Duke, North Carolina.
I heard they were playing.
Yeah, they are. 6:30. You know, of course, the Pirates will host Charlotte on ESPN Plus. I'll have that. But, you know, I'll be the lead-in. That's fine. But with, you know, those two, you and I have talked about it before. We've talked about it this week. The first matchup is the sizzle. This is more of the steak meeting.
It is. And the great late Colton Tudor wrote that many years ago. And I used to love him or hate him. I devoured most words he wrote. And he's right. Like, this is the game that kind of gives you a window into what a team's potential could be for the next few weeks. There's not going to be an NCAA tournament game that has a more heated feeling than the Duke-Carolina game, especially when both teams are in the top 10. And I think even more so when the game is in Cameron. Although the Chapel Hill folks have turned it up a notch in recent years when the Blue Devils come to town. But, you know, this is a big moment for both of these teams. I mean, Carolina has been on top of the standings the entire season. They dominated the first matchup. And so this is a good barometer for Duke. Have you closed the gap? Duke has played very well. I think they've made tremendous strides. I think the development of Sean Stewart is a story that really nobody was talking about. And even before the other night when he played his best game yet, just the fact that he was getting out there and giving them another dimension for 10 or 12 minutes, it just changes their team because, look, the guy's got a 45-inch vertical leap. I right. mean, he does things that no one else on the roster and not many in the country can do. And you see him kind of evolving from athlete into basketball player as he gets comfortable. He's talked about that. And I think it's a big – for a team that's a little deficient in the front court that, as Keith said the other night, doesn't really have a five-man other than Ryan Young – having another forward in the mix has been important. So can he produce against veterans like Baycott and Harrison Ingram? Can they keep Ingram under wraps? I mean, he killed them in the first game. I thought the Duke's defense on R.J. Davis was terrific. But, I mean, he's certainly the player of the year in the ACC. It'd be hard to keep him bottled up like that again. And Ingram was the mismatch, and they exploited it. Duke's playing a little bigger now with Foster being out. You know, they're playing a little, not playing truly the three perimeter guys exclusively. So we'll be interesting to see the chess pieces there move around, what adjustments Duke makes, and whether Duke can, you know, close out a really tough team. Because, look, both these teams are good enough to make the Final Four. I was a little shaky on both of them early in the season, but they certainly have what it takes to between Duke's talent and Carolina's experience. I think each has a right to think that they could make the final weekend if everything falls into place.
Yeah. Brian Mull with us here. All right. Last thing here. Lenardi's got Purdue, UConn, Arizona, and Houston as the top four seeds as far as the number one seeds. Anybody out of the grouping of Iowa State, you've already said maybe Tennessee, Marquette, North Carolina, can they move up?
Yeah, I think the winner of North Carolina Duke, if that team goes on and wins the ACC tournament or at the very least reaches the final, could maybe have an outside shot at a one. Okay. But probably just would get that strong two in the bracket with the weakest one, which is kind of the same thing, right? So I think that's what Duke and Carolina are realistically playing for. They would need a lot to go wrong between now and then to, and really at this point in the season, you can, if you've been on that one line and you lose a game, all your ratings are so baked in at this point,
because
there's so many games, but the one loss isn't really going to crush you. But, a road win for Carolina over a team that's recognized as a top 10 team by all the metrics would certainly bolster their case to, like I said, if not get a one, be the strongest two, be the fifth overall seed in the tournament.
Yeah.
But I think those teams are, they've proven it through the year. They're clearly the cream. And but I don't think that's going to mean a whole lot come March, because I just think, I think there's a lot of teams that are going to feel like when they see their name in that 68 team bracket that they can win four games.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this really quick. Right now, if you had to pick somebody who is the, that you would think, okay, here's the group that maybe has, or the team that has the best chance to be a real dark horse and upset some people, who would that be?
The scariest team that has been maddeningly inconsistent to their passionate fan base and is Kentucky.
Yeah.
If they can, they're 93rd in defensive efficiency. That's not good enough. But if they can decide for themselves, we're going to play defense. We're not going to be an elite defensive team, but we're just going to play better than we've been playing now that we're in this tournament. That's a team that's scary, that because of where they're going to be seated, they're going to be, they could be a six seed that's going to have more talent.
Right.
Than they're playing.
Right.
And,
Lenardi's got them as a four right now.
They could have as much talent as a one as far as level talent.
Yeah, yeah.
And, in that Sweet 16 game. So this is a team that, every year I get very bullish on the Wildcats and they break my heart. But I do believe talent matters in March. Another team is Creighton. They're in a tough league. But again, they can really score at an elite level. Beyond like the top 15 or so in the metrics, Florida would be one team that's not quite in that group that I think, has the right mix, but it's going to be a challenge for those teams to make the Final Four, but they're going to believe that they have a chance.
By the way, Lenardi's got High Point and Creighton in the first round. That'd be fun. that'd be a fun game, wouldn't it? That'd be a lot of fun, actually. If you like offense, that's it.
The NCAA loves to do that sort of thing. The Big South has not fared well in the NCAA tournament in recent years, and certainly that would be a tremendous challenge for High Point. But it would be a game where you want to tune in, because there might be a couple hundred points scored.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Brian, great stuff. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Take care.
We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Patrick, take care. Thank you, Patrick. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Great stuff. Hey, Brian. Exactly.
Yeah. 100 point scores. There might be a couple. I want to tune in, because you would want a game where would be a point for a challenge. Tremendously, that would be certainly in recent year the tournament in the NCAA fared well, and it's not fair. The Big South thing that sort of deduced to NCAA love
the offense. That's it. If you like hockey, a lot of fun action. That'd be a fun game, wouldn't it? That'd be fun. In the first round, Creighton, High Point. He's got. By the way, Lenardi,
they have a chance, but they're going to believe to make the Final Four. Those teams, it's going to be a challenge, but it has the right mix. It has them
right.
But I think in that group, it's not quite team. That would be one team. Florida. I don't tricks like oh in the med or so team up 50 on like the top. Elite level and the score they can really end. But again, tough league. They're in a tough. Team is great. Another team and March in matters. I believe talent matters, but I do. And they break my heart, Cats, and I'm bullish on get very every year. I, you know, that this is a team every year. I, you know, I get very bullish on cats and on the wild. I believe talent, and they break my heart. Matters, but I march in and you know, another you know, team is crazy. They're yeah, they're in a tough league. They can really end, but again, really score at an elite level beyond like the top 50. You know, they're 13. I don't know in the metrics like team that. Florida's not quite. It would be one that I think right. In that group because it has the right
right
mix. But you know, it's going to be a challenge. But a challenge for you know for us to make the final count those teams for. But they're going to believe.
By the way, Lenore,
that they have a chance.
High Point Marty's got in the first round. Creighton round fun game. Would that be fun? That'd be actually a lot of fun. Offense. That's if you like it.
The NCAA do that sort of thing paired well. The Big South and the NCAA has not played a tournament in recent years. So certainly that would be in this challenge a tremendous. It would be for a high point a game where you want to because there might be a couple you want to tune in.
For yeah,
100 points.
Hey Brian, exactly. Thanks a lot. Great stuff.
Okay, Patrick, take care. Thank you, Pat.
Back to wrap it up right after. We'll be back after this. Back to wrap it up right after. We'll be
back. Take care. Thank you, Patrick. Okay.
Great stuff. Thanks a lot. Exactly. Hey, Brian.
100 points scored.
Yeah.
You want to tune in because there might be a couple. You want to you a game where you would want to. It would be a for High Point a tremendous challenge, and really that would be a recent year tournament in. Started well in the NCAA has not fared that sort of thing to do. The Big South NCAA loves to.
If you like offense, that's it. Fun game, wouldn't it? That'd be a lot of fun, actually. That'd be fun. That'd be a fun in the first round. High Point. He's got Creighton. By the way,